We are currently in Chicago. The weather is giving, what would you say?
Gray. It's gray.
Exactly. It's giving gray.
Yeah, it's just gray. There's a couple peaks of sun every now and then. That's cute, but it's gray.
It's literally gray. Yeah. But we're making it sunshine over here. So let's get it going. Ash, let the world, let the IPR fam, let everybody know who you are, what you do, give us background on your podcast, all that good stuff.
Cool. Thank you for having me, first of all. Hello, everyone. My name is Ash. I am from North Carolina, living in Chicago for a few years now. Currently a writer and, more importantly, a music podcast host, as C said. Outside of that, because I'm going to get back to that in a second, I like to bake. I like to grow some Herbiana, aka weed. I do some visual art, like screen printing and drawing, and I'm also low-key a gym rat. Lastly, I'm also learning to do some beat making and music production and DJing, so keep an eye out, you might be, or an ear, rather, you might be hearing me soon. But back to the show. So, I created an album today, maybe about a year and a half ago. I kind of came up with the idea that basically I just wanted to hear more Black people talking about music, period, honestly. I love music, I've listened to it for, honestly, all my life, and I just, yeah, I wanted to hear more people that shared identities like mine talking about it, because it's like a lot of white dudes in the like kind of industry of music journalism and like podcasting and stuff, and I just, it's hard to relate to that.
It's real.
So it's really not complicated to me why I did it. I was just like, yeah, I wanted to hear more people like me. There's not that, so I guess I have to do it.
Listen.
Yeah, and with that, like, I try to focus on, you know, like, Black artists, queer artists, etc. And, yeah, I talk about their albums. I try to look at them in full pieces and look at the history that was going on, look at the themes of the album, and, yeah, just talk about music. Everything is as it should be,
definitely.
You know? Like, I'm where I'm supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
Everything that I've done has gotten me to right here, and I hope that being right here gets me even further to where I'm hoping to be. But, you know, to be kind of more literal. I've always been super into the arts. You know, like, I did, when I was younger, I did piano. I was super into theater, did dance. Then in college, I kind of took time to more so study and analyze the art. So, you know, looking into the history, looking into the context of different genders, different races, different sexualities, and how they were presenting themselves and presenting a future through art. So now today, I graduated, finished school, you know, maybe 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it was around 2020 when I started listening to a lot of music, because I wanted to challenge myself to kind of just listen to more artists and expand my musical palette and just like my kind of knowledge as like, you know, like a quote unquote music snob or whatever. So with that, I was like, okay, you know, I want to know more different, especially historically, I just want to know more things that were out before I was born or around when I was growing up. So I was doing that. And then, like I was saying, you know, having listened to so much music, I wanted to hear people talking about it. And I've listened to the white dude podcasters, you know, it's not, no shade to them. It's just, I'm at a point where I don't relate, you know, so I'm not interested. Definitely. So I can listen to it and I'll take it in, but sometimes it's just not going to hit completely for me.
Yeah.
So then I had time and I had an idea and I was like, fuck it. Like, why don't I just try to create my own podcast in terms of like, you know, kind of diving deeper into this art specifically of, you know, music criticism and journalism and podcasting and stuff. But also, like, on that note, kind of the reason that I chose to do podcasting specifically as an avenue as opposed to, like, journalism or writing, which I do still do on the side or alongside with an album today, specifically, like, with social media. Like, I do writing and stuff. But it's just, like, to me, there's so much more kind of nuance in oral storytelling.
Yes.
And the importance of just like actually talking things through.
Yes.
Is really sacred to me.
Yeah.
So as someone who is a writer and loves a writer, I just think that that is so important for me. And especially in the context of music, it's like, for me, sometimes I read things that are written about music and it's so like lush with language, to kind of present what the musical artist is saying, and that's great, but I feel like sometimes in that I lose the actual music.
Right.
So again, like, kind of knowing that, I was like, well, maybe if I can go into audio and go into like a more oral format, maybe I can kind of avoid that kind of layering and language and just get kind of straight to the point of the music, of the themes, of the artists and stuff like that. So I think maybe that's part of the question, but then I know you said it's like goals I want to like accomplish too, and like where I want to go, right? I don't know. I feel kind of bananas, but something like inside of me just feels like I'm gonna go really far with this. Whether it's criticism or journalism, or whether it's like podcasting, or whether it's even music production or DJing, like I said, or, you know, like all three, honestly. I don't know. I have a lot of goals. I have a lot of different paths that I see myself taking, honestly. I'm not sure, but I'm also very sure.
The time has come to introduce you to a new level of music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage.
Me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle, said me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? Yo, I heard motherfuckers, they been looking for Jake. Truck shoulders, tell them stay the fuck out the way. I don't need no goofy trying to play in my face. And they all jokers, they can never sit with an ace. Tell them when they come correct, yeah. Tell them when they come direct, yeah. All that weasel shit, yo, I can't respect. Yo, I sit to myself and I self-reflect. That stripes, checks, money, power. Money so long, call it hours and hours. Money in the days, yo, I'm getting dizzy counting. Rolling in the dough, yeah, that's gold medal flower. Y'all niggas fishing, trying to rock with me. Don't believe a word, call me Thin Lizzy. Y'all can't take heat, y'all would get frizzy. And fucking with the money, get your pop like Jiffy. And I've been getting down, I've been popping style. I've been through the wave like back when and now. When you a steady bumble, I just can't allow. I sit in silence, you broken loud. So shh, be quiet. Ayy, we're too grown to be lying. I said shh, be quiet. Before I cause a fucking riot. Cause it's me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? I said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us?
Me and my tribe in the bubble. The 96 Apollo and we getting to the guala. All these hating niggas barking, you in trouble.
You in trouble.
Big dogs off the leash, salivating for a feast. Middle fingers to police, we spinning through your streets. When you peek and see them beans, it's too late for talking peace. Hacking back and then release, keep flaming up your fleece. You a pack when we rolling up them trees. Levels to this shit, and we at the summit. I'm loyal to the tribe, man, we keep it 100. A lot of funds to be made, best believe we've been thumbing. When they see us, they be quiet, cause they know how we coming. I said, me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, get left in a puddle. I said, me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, you niggas nuts.
Me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said, me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? I said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? Go.
Me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in the huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? Said me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us? Said me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, you know we all hustle. Said me and my tribe in a huddle. Fucking with us, who fucking with us?
Ready to launch your very own website, refresh your logo, or flesh out that idea that's been sitting in your head? I can help with that. Hey y'all, my name is Richie Parks, and with my 10 plus years of design experience, I specialize in putting you in the driver's seat of your project in order to shape your vision your way. My books are currently open for web development, visual design, and illustration commissions. You can reach out to me by visiting my personal website, parksrichiework.netlify.app. Browse my portfolio work and book a free consultation to get started. If this sounds good to you, reach out. Let's connect and bridge the gap between your mind and your masterpiece.
All right, cool. So, now season six, well, just to back up and take a step back, literally, every season has a theme. And even taking a step farther back from that, I am big on quality, not quantity. Again, quality, qualité over quantity. Why? Because when you think about the message, when you think about the weight that each episode holds, when you think about the amount of energy that comes out of each episode that's created, it's very intentional. Like, I'm not just throwing stuff out to just throw stuff out. Like, I'm not just trying to count episodes just to count episodes, swear to God. I want people to know that every season has specific intentions, and even with the people that come on the show, it is very intentional. And also the music, right? Shout out to everybody who are still to this day submitting, inquiring, just trying to figure out, like, yo, how can I get on here, because I rock with the platform. But to hone into season six, the season's theme is I am. Specifically, when you think of I am being in all caps, right, as an overarching affirmation within oneself. And so when you look at the entire season or the entire year, from now until November, I will be breaking down each month with an actual statement of an affirmation, right? So seeing that I am is already an affirmation. What are you, right? Okay. So in March, right, the entire statement is I am grounded and connected. And so with that, I am also tapping into the seven chakras. Being the year seven, IPR will make 7 years, November 2023. So honing in the seven chakras, right, to connect to the statement of I am, it's pretty fire, right? So I am grounded and connected, specifically looking at the root chakra and the color red, right? Now, when you think about the root chakra, ways in which it's blocked, we want to go into anxiety, right? We want to go into like weight, like gain or weight loss, constipation, pelvic pain, mental signs. You got distractibility, easily getting distracted, right? Rushing from one task to another, feeling stuck, increased feelings of anxiety, stress, depression, etc. Right? Now, to unblock the root chakra, we're told to embrace nature, right? Folks are recommending gardening, yoga, doing things with your physical body, Pilates, dance, right? Getting outside, go taking a hike, go jump in some water, right? Embrace your 10 toes on the earth and being grounded and connected. And so with that being said, we are going to tap into the theme in part two. It's lit. So, Ash, check it out.
Yes, what's up?
I have two questions. Well, technically two and a half. And the last one is actually going to be really fun. So, y'all stick around and talk about it with us. Because Ash literally just told y'all that they are a whole baker, right? So, I'm excited to hear this last question and your answer. Ash, do me a favor. Fill in this blank, all right? We got... My heart is intentional and always full of blank and blank. And I said and because I feel like grounded and connected just kind of goes in, you know, with the and piece. So my heart is intentional and always full of blank and blank. So explain why you chose those two words.
Yeah, I was super excited about this question, actually. I was thinking about it this morning, and I was like, huh, what is my heart full of? And honestly, what kind of was hard for me was the always bit.
Ah, that
yeah, I caught it. Don't worry. Yeah. I was like, you know, yeah, I'm pretty patient. But then I was like, am I always patient? Always? And I was like, I don't know about always. I was like, I can't do patience. And there's a couple other things where I was like, wow, like, even at extremes, what does my heart still have? It's such a delightful and beautiful question. So my answers are, my heart is always full of possibility and depth.
Ooh. So, sound effect. Okay. Now, why, though?
Yeah, for sure. So I also want to talk about Earth really quick.
Yes.
Before I get into that, because I had actually not really done too much research outside of what I kind of tangentially know about the root chakra, and just like everything kind of relevant to it and relevant to recovering it, and just it being tied to Earth and the color red and stuff. And for me, I always think of like the color green when I think of Earth. And it's like importance to groundedness, and then the root chakra being in like your kind of like tailbone back area, where like that is like your kind of source
it's like
of stability.
And that's obviously connected to everything.
Oh, yeah. It's like kind of a little ball, a little nucleus or something, which is nerves spreading out everywhere. I think it's super interesting because I'm an earth sign. I'm super, like, you know, very into astrology, and I have, like, 4 earth placements, so.
Oh, whoa. Okay, hold on, girl.
Hold on. I know. Every time I say it.
I know. Earth signs of your chart. Here we go.
Yeah, so I have 4 Virgo placements.
Damn.
I know.
Like the same sign, like no.
Yeah, in the same house too.
In the same house.
Same sign, same house.
The homes, but like, damn.
Yeah, so it's in my first house, and basically the first house is pretty much all about yourself,
right?
About self perception, also about like your physical body, your physical form, stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, I have it in my sun, my moon, my rising, and my Mercury.
Holy, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's awesome, though.
Thank you.
So you can literally stay grounded.
People low-key be calling me grounded, and I'm like, you should see this little brain of mine. She's on fire.
It's giving, like, literal, like, 10 toes down all the time, though.
Deadass.
Literally.
Deadass. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
If I said it, I meant it.
Okay, I barely have, like, Earth in my chart. I feel like, okay, I don't want to knock. Okay, but, like, if we play the, like, Jeopardy music, because I literally want to, like... All right, my guy. I know I have... Okay. Ooh, I don't have any Earth placements.
Damn.
Yeah, so I have fire, water, air. Leo is fire, too, right?
Yeah. Where's your Leo placement?
My descendant? So whatever the hell that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, Scorpio, that's fire, too, right?
No, Scorpio is water.
Water.
Yeah.
And Pisces is water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. Literally no earth in my chart. That's crazy. That's crazy. So, like, if you needed water, holler at the kid. But if I needed some earth, holler at
the kid. Hit me up if you need some earth. If you need water, don't hit me up unless it's a cup.
If you need water,
I can get you a glass, but that's it. I remember you mentioning, like, chiseling at some point today. And that's kind of how I think of it, right? Mm-hmm. Where she's like, I'm always chiseling away at something that I know is there. And I know there's a way around everything, no matter what. Even like right now, I had some weird transitional moments recently, but all I knew was that like, I was going to make something shake, you know?
You're getting the hell out of it.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, possibility, but then depth, I don't know. I feel like with depth, all I can say is that my feelings run really deep. I'm very loyal to myself, first and foremost, honestly. And that's on Virgo. That's on being an only child. Like, I'm very loyal to myself and who I need to be.
Gang? It's 2 people in the building?
Oh, we love it. We love it.
La vida es una y no tiene reversa. Siempre salgo vestido con los versas. Pendiente a las baby, los mahones. Súbele que hoy vamos a hacer par de millones. Y dale, óyelo, que la tensión se siente cuando llego yo. Dale, prenda un motor y nos fugamos. Y nos deseamos, lo que quiera conmigo lo cotizamos. Y dale, óyelo, que la tensión se siente cuando llego yo. Dale, prenda un motor y nos fugamos. Y nos deseamos, lo que quiera conmigo lo cotizamos. Entrando al party, tú sabes quién llegó. La baby, tú a pendiente, ahora esto se prendió. Siente el ritmo, agarrarle pantalón. Dale duro hasta abajo y disfruta este vacilón. Pa' sudar toda la noche, bailando cuerpo a cuerpo, siente el torque. Tú dime, mami, ¿dónde quieres que te toque? Y si te gusta, vámonos pa' el hotel, hotel. Pa' sudar toda la noche, bailando cuerpo a cuerpo, siente el torque. Tú dime, mami, ¿dónde quieres que te toque? Y si te gusta, vámonos pa' el hotel, hotel. Y dale, óyelo, que la tensión se siente cuando llego yo. Dale, prenda un motor y nos fugamos. Y nos deseamos, lo que quiera conmigo lo cotizamos.
Dale, mami, apresura, que vamos a romper. Y de eso no hay duda, el ritmo está pegado. Vamos a hacer travesura, meterle toque a la moto. Vamos en una aventura. Oye, mala, dime tus deseos. Desde que te vi, obsesión con ese cuerpo. Nada más me importa hacerte mi secreto. Tú eres mi objetivo y te juro que te venzo. Tracata, tracata, mete duro. Después que la toco ahí se muere, te lo juro. Nos vamos pa' el hotel y chingamos sexo puro. Me tiene bien loquita ese culo. Y ya verás que no hay nadie como yo, baby. Ríndete.
Y dale, óyelo, que la tensión se siente cuando llego yo. Dale, prenda un motor y nos fugamos. Y nos deseamos, oye, well, lo que quiera conmigo lo cotizamos.
Dale, dale, óyelo, que llegó Guayabuelo. Y se siente la presión, mami, yo rompemos hielo. Esta noche es perreo, dale, rompe el suelo. Rompe el suelo, rompe el suelo. Tú me comes con sus ojos que hipnotiza, mamá. Te pasa en mi story, en el Insta, Tú quieres que te coja y te parta, Hacemos todas las poses en mi cama, mamá.
Ven acá. Hey, shorty, ¿dónde tú estás?
Dímelo.
Que yo ando preparado para darte. En la pared o yo voy a pillarte. Y azotarte.
Dale, dale, óyelo, que la tensión se siente cuando llego yo. Dale, prenda un motor y nos fugamos. Y nos deseamos, lo que quiera conmigo lo cotizamos.
It's Willy, VL,
The Mute Maker,
La Trinidad Las Vegas,
And why you well?
Dímelo, Betty.
No sabía, ahora lo sabes, bebé.
It's the sounds.
LLC. Like, let me Google this. Hold on. Arizona.
Yeah, I used to drink Tropicana Twister.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I used to drink those as well. Ooh. Arizona.
Tropicana like kind of faded once Arizona like.
Got a little bit more.
Yeah, I peeped that. Okay, Arizona Beverage Company. The same homies, hold on, y'all founded in Brooklyn, bro? Okay, the same homies that never changed their $0.99 can, okay? Shout out to y'all. Y'all been competing with Snapple, and y'all still went hard in the paint. That's love. Yo, their first product was made in 1992, bro. So y'all are literally, me and y'all are the same age? That's crazy. Wow. Okay, shout out to Arizona. Listen, from birth until present day, y'all, like, we in here. Arizona Beverages USA, I love y'all. Please sponsor the kid, IPR, all of, you know, all of that. But I digress. Anyway, speaking of food, this is not really food, this is a beverage, but I guess I can kind of answer on my end, because I would say I'm more of like a beverage-y person, like a liquidy.
Yeah,
so like when I think of like, so the question is, let me like say it like quote unquote, your top five red foods. I'm going into my top five red beverages.
Let's hear it.
Damn. Okay. First, right off the dome, immediately. It's either cranberry juice or I don't know. What is the watermelon or like the is it watermelon Arizona? No, no shade. But I can definitely drink the kiwi strawberry, but that doesn't count because it's red and green. Fuck. But the raspberry iced tea, my guy. Let's go. The raspberry iced tea, palm juice, anything strawberry. Let's fucking get it.
You like strawberry soda? Strawberry
soda, strawberry smoothie, strawberry, strawberry, tea. Okay. We can go. We can go pretty hard. And then let me see my last two. Did I say cranberry juice? I don't know if I said, but cranberry juice number 4 and number 5. Honestly, because I am that kid from the south side of Chicago, run me some fruit punch. Well, you know, that's the thing. Even still, because if you pour fruit punch into a glass, it's not red, bro. Damn. Okay. I'm going to say red Kool-Aid, bro.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
For my number 5. So yeah, off the dome, we got raspberry iced tea, palm juice, anything strawberry, cranberry juice, and my red Kool-Aid, bro. We lit. Okay, and that's on the wrist chakra. All right, Ash, you got the floor. Your red top 5 foods.
Yeah, that red Kool-Aid was a staple part of my childhood, honestly. Yeah, I go to my aunt's house and she had it in the fridge. She poured us a little cup. So, top 5 red foods. I honestly was, like, not sure at first. I was like, what red foods are you? So, you said strawberry flavored anything. Yeah, I love strawberries. I actually am kind of allergic to raspberries. Like, I haven't been to the doctor, but basically, if I eat a raspberry, I get really dizzy and then I throw up. And then I, like. We gotta do a bite in the raspberry one. Like, yeah, it beats my ass, bro. Yeah, it is. I don't eat raspberries. So no raspberries for me, even though I do like them.
I'm sorry. It's a no okay. Technically.
I support really them. Right. They just don't support me.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
So I do love strawberries. Okay. And then what else I said was, oh, I love hibiscus, actually.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I really, really love hibiscus. I love hibiscus tea. I've also made a hibiscus syrup, though.
Oh, shit. See, that's what I'm
saying. So, yeah, on the baking tip, I made a, back in September, August, I made a summer's over cake, and it was a brown sugar cake that I soaked in a hibiscus syrup.
What
and
the
then
fuck?
I made a mango whipped cream and topped it with the hibiscus flowers.
Yo. That sounds like a photo that I would love.
It was delightful.
Holy shit.
So yeah, I made hibiscus syrup for that and it was so freaking
sounds
good.
Amazing.
Yeah. And hibiscus lemonade too. Actually now that I think about it, I feel like hibiscus on like a more savory thing would be pretty yummy too.
That would be great.
Maybe, yeah.
Some hibiscus syrup? Oh my fucking.
Oh yeah, that was it was incredible.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, hibiscus, and with the whole fruit and flowery. Type B. I also really like cherries, honestly. I love cherries. Milkshake cherries, but also like the ones from just like the market that you get in the summer.
It's like
pop
cherry.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, I love cherries.
What?
Yeah, so I love cherries, hibiscus. The other one was strawberries. But then in the more savory side, I really like vodka sauce pasta.
Okay.
Hell yeah, it's so good. You know, it's tomatoey, milky, creamy. Yeah, it's so good. And then the last thing, which is very specific, is it's called Ghanaian Red Red, and it is a Ghanaian bean stew that's super tomatoey and gingery, and you make it from black-eyed peas. Even though I can't remember if I use black-eyed peas or kidney beans, but it's so fucking delicious.
Wow.
It's just so warm and spicy and like, good. You guys can't see it, but I'm like moving my fingers in like some kind of weird way.
It's very, very delicious.
It sounds like a whole like kitchen to me.
There.
Yeah, it's yeah. Catch Ash in the kitchen, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, DM them any recipes. And speaking of recipes, bonus cue. I don't know if you can hit the dome on this one, but from the top of the dome, a recipe you know of mostly red food items, one you've cooked or had before.
Okay, you go ahead. I'm still thinking. Oh, yeah. Love Red Velvet.
Yeah. But it's the food guy, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I'll support it. It's in the name, too.
But I thought it was on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, especially when you make the like sauce and
the
layer the tomato. I made a vodka sauce veggie lasagna. You should come over for that actually, because you're veggie. I made one of those, super delightful. Honestly, the Ghanaian red is pretty red. It's got the kidney beans or black eyed peach, which are not red. But then it has the tomato as well. I feel like that's probably maybe the closest. I do, however, my next fantasy cake, which just means the cake I'm gonna bake next. I want to make like a strawberry dream cake, basically, where I do like a strawberry cake. And I've been like, I made the hibiscus syrup. I've been really into making jams too.
Yes.
So a strawberry cake with like a strawberry jam, and then I want to do like a. I honestly want to do a matcha whipped cream, which is not red, but
plus
whatever.
It's giving topping. I'll probably add some strawberries on top of some cherries. It's lit. Well, y'all, check it out. Catch us on the next episode. I got Ash from North Carolina.
Hell yeah.
UV. It's lit. Remember to stay grounded and connected, and also remind yourself that you are literally anything and everything. Let's affirm affirmations and manifestations in our life this year. And let's get it going. Episode 2 is on the way. Thanks, Ash, again. I'm going to drop all of your stuff for them to follow you. You ain't even got to, like, plug yourself because I'm going to plug you. Evie.
Thank you. Yeah, everyone, tune in. I have an album today on Instagram if you want to check me out. Check out what I'm doing. And thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. That's lit. Season 6, y'all. I am grounded and connected. We out.